This is Katie Hohensteiner, Stone Ridge School of the Sacred Heart in Bethesda, Maryland. I am a high school junior in conversation with Victoria Hafey and Mihi Dormaville on the topic of life and study during the COVID-19 pandemic of spring 2020. This conversation was recorded on Wednesday, May 27th, 2020, in advanced placement United States history for submission to the StoryCorps. Connect audio archive.
I am Mihi Dormaville, also a junior at Stone Ridge School of the Sacred Heart.
And I'm Victoria Hafey, a junior at Stone Ridge School.
Okay, so how have your guys' diet and eating habits been affected by the change in access to grocery stores and restaurants and by the increase in the amount of time spent at home?
I basically don't eat anything anymore. Like, I just eat whatever's in front of me. And my parents go to the grocery store, and my dad is like, he qualifies for the senior citizen, so he goes early and then he like stocks up for the week, and then I just eat whatever's home. And actually we do a lot of takeout now. Like, we always, my dad like really tries to help out the local businesses, I guess, and we just eat that.
That's nice.
I'm actually like quite opposite. We haven't eaten out like since we've been like on social distancing, like lockdown and stuff. My parents go to the grocery store, they go to Costco, like they do big trips and they try to get like things in bulk, and then they cook for like the week and stuff like that and then freeze it, and then when it's time to eat, they would like defrost and stuff, but mostly just like a lot of cooking at home.
Yeah, that's similar to me.
Okay, I can ask the next question. How has your mindset and attitude towards coronavirus and social distancing guidelines changed since March?
I would say for me, at first, I was really, you know, supportive of social distancing and like just kind of like isolation. I thought that was the only way to do it. And I still think that social distancing is important. But I guess, in my opinion, I think that like, more lenient restrictions can come into play now, just because I see numbers waning, and I feel like we need to get back to work and get civilization going again. But I still think social distancing is really important, and taking some appropriate measures, like to make sure we're not in close contact with anyone.
Following up on that, do you think like it's a good decision for like Maryland to decide county to county opposed to like a full state open kind of deal?
I mean, I see where they're coming from, considering our numbers in Montgomery County are really high right now. I mean, it's frustrating. Like, for me personally, I'd like to, you know, get things back to normal, and I think a lot of people agree, but I guess I do see their reasoning.
Yeah. For my family, my parents have worked since the beginning of quarantining. They haven't stopped. And like my dad's deemed an essential worker, but he still has like employees under him. So he gets to work every day, and so has my mom. And they've been like, they were strict in the beginning with me. Like, I'm pretty much still only allowed to do nature walks. But besides that, my parents, like, obviously, no sleepover is not a lot of close contact, but my parents were never, like, too pressed about, like, keeping me indoors, I guess, because they were always out.
Yeah, I agree. I've had a similar shift. My parents were pretty strict at first, and now they still want me to be careful, but they're like, you know, you need to have fun and have some interaction to stay sane, and yeah.
What has been the most challenging part of this experience?
I think for me, just kind of like trying to keep myself entertained every day, knowing that when I wake up, it's going to be the same schedule, basically. And well, with school, it's a little different because I had schoolwork to kind of keep me motivated. But now that summer's approaching, I really have to be creative and try and find ways to entertain myself without, because my parents really aren't kind of like opposite of you guys. They're like still strictly enforcing social distancing.
Mm-hmm.
I go visit my grandma, so I just really have to like try and find ways to keep myself entertained, and yeah.
So what have you been doing?
Well, I mean, other than schoolwork, I like kind of bother my sister a lot, and then we play outside. or I just like sit outside in the backyard and then of course just schoolwork.
Do you, yeah, think you like spend more time on your phone or sorry? Do you spend more time on your phone now? Or like it sounds like you do the opposite. Like I spend way more time on my phone.
Sorry. I definitely do spend a lot more time on my phone and my laptop. Like my laptop, my screen time is like 8 hours now.
Yeah, I think similar to you. Like I'm getting kind of frustrated with the same routine of like schoolwork. I don't know, there's not a lot to look forward to. And like I play with my sister, so we spend a lot of time together. Like yeah. I've never spent as much time with anyone. And that's nice. Like, I'm glad I have her, but I know I'd love to see my friends and just do something else and get out of this routine. And like, yeah, like you said, my screen time is up a lot, which is disappointing.
Yeah. I just want to like run errands like normally. I don't know.
Yeah. I like going out for drives and just like.
Yeah, my dad and I, we just like, we're just going to go driving in the neighborhood. And then we do.
Can you guys describe how coronavirus has affected or changed your friendships and communications with family members and friends? So basically, like, how has it altered the way you speak and stay connected with your friends and family?
A lot of my close friends and I have been like talking about how the friends that we choose to like keep in contact with are probably going to carry on through college. It's kind of just like you definitely have to make more of an effort now to like check up on how people are doing, because you're not going to just see them in the hallways all the time, and like you're not going to see them every weekend, so it's definitely harder, but it makes you appreciate your friends more. I think like you, the fact that I actually have to like make an effort to ask how they're doing and like just like random questions, because like I don't know, I definitely miss their company. It's just harder to keep up all the time over the screen. Like it's just never the same as like seeing someone in person, for sure.
When you talk to them, do you prefer like FaceTiming them or texting them or using social media?
I like text my friends. Like I could text my friends all day, but I can't FaceTime all day. Like I could, there's certain friends I can do that with, but like,
yeah.
I mean, it's not like I can be in a conversation with someone for like 4 hours straight anyways. Like that's just tiring.
I completely agree with Vicky on like, but for my family, like every summer we usually do have a family reunion, and most of my family's from North Carolina, so we can't do that, and most of them are elderly also. So like this past weekend we had a memorial service for someone in the family who died, and we did it over Zoom. And so I think like my family's like looking into like having like a Zoom family reunion. I'm not really sure how that's gonna work, but it was very entertaining to see like all my elderly family members trying to like figure out Zoom and all that kind of stuff. So that's, I don't know, an entertaining aspect of it.
Yeah, we did a Zoom with my cousins and my grandparents a few weeks ago, and my grandparents just could not figure it out. They were so close to the screen. It took them like 20 minutes just to get the hang of it. So that was a nice way just to catch up with everyone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If the quarantine ended tomorrow, what's the first thing you do?
I would definitely go to a restaurant. If like quarantine is all like, well, do you mean quarantine or like the pandemic in general?
Well, I guess quarantine. Yeah.
Quarantine, yeah. I guess I'd still do that, because then if it ends from like an official standpoint, mm-hmm. then my parents would be more lenient about like going out and stuff. And then maybe, you know, we'd follow like the social distancing guidelines and stuff, wear a mask and all that. But I'd definitely go out and get something to eat that's not from my house.
Yeah, I think same with you, Mihi. Or I think I'd honestly walk into school, like put my uniform on and just see everyone in the hallways, like. I don't miss the actual, like, in the classroom. I mean, I guess I kind of do. But yeah. I'd really just miss, like, being around people and in that atmosphere where, I don't know, I just feel like that would feel so normal to me.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. Like, during the school year, I'm like, I would do anything to get outside of school. And I'm can't physically go to school. That's the only thing I want. Like, I'd literally sacrifice taking a full week of exams just to go back to school.
Can you describe what your daily routine is like during this time of social isolation and how it has affected your mental health?
I think for me, it's been like the same every day. I wake up at like 9:30. I go to school. I do my homework right after school. I usually work out and then I'll eat dinner, maybe watch TV, but then I'll just do more homework. So, I mean, it's been nice for my mental health to get sleep because I'm someone who like struggles with getting an adequate amount of sleep. So that's been nice. But I think that like having the same exact routine really just takes like excitement out of the day. Like we talked about this earlier, and it just, sometimes you tend to lose motivation and like hope.
Yeah, I agree. Like, I don't think my mental health has been like negatively affected by the coronavirus, but it's been nice to have downtime. Like before school, I usually wake up at like 7:30. I'm just an early riser, so then I usually try and do some homework, just like kind of chill. So I think it has definitely given me more time to like kind of do things that are like relaxing and, you know, just kind of chill in general.
What do you want to remember 50 years from now about your life during this time with COVID-19 and why?
I think Vicky's first. So, I think 50 years from now, I want to remember just how, I guess, privileged that I was that, like, our school was able to be moved online so quickly and our, like, education really didn't stop. And also that both my parents were fortunate enough to work from home and I could like stay at home. There weren't like problems at home. And I think just like seeing how social distancing really isn't like an option for quarantining, isn't really an option for like the best option for everyone. I think I want to remember that I was like lucky to be able to do that.
Yeah, I think that's a really optimistic way to look at it. So I guess Vicky's left coming back. Yeah, I would say I think it's going to be so weird in like 50 years from now when we're telling your kids or just anyone like, oh yeah, we lived through that. But I mean, it is definitely different from our normal routine, but it's really not that much of, you know, an imposition. Like we're lucky enough we can live in our house and take online school. So I think for some people 50 years from now when they're telling these stories, it's going to be crazy. But for us, I don't think it's going to be exciting.
My Wi-Fi cut out.
It's okay. We just asked the question, what do you want to remember 50 years from now about your life during COVID-19 and why?
Definitely nothing. I really have hated this time completely. I can't even think of one good thing that I've done. I mean, the only like possible thing that I can think of is the fact that I've become like, you know, like I'm in my prime teenage years. Like I'm really hanging out with my friends like all the time. I'm really not spending that much quality time with my parents, if I'm going to be honest. So if I'm not hanging out with my friends, I'm doing homework. And I feel like this time has made me appreciate my family more and like kind of forced me to hang out with them and realize that I'm really going to miss them when I go to college. So that's a good thing, I guess. Yeah.
I can't imagine what it would be like if you live alone, you don't have family. Like, I'm really lucky that I have people to spend it with.
I agree. Yeah.
Reading this like New York Times post, they're doing this thing called like love stories or something. And it's like they asked like the public if anyone wanted to write about their experience being quarantined without their like significant other. And just like the saddest stories, like people are trapped in their homes with no one like comfort them besides literally over a screen. And like they're in like some of like the worst areas, so they can't really like taste-wise, so they can't really just like walk out of their house and interact with people even on walks. They're really confined to their own houses.
Oh, that's really sad. I'm lucky that's not the case here.
Yeah.
How was your last day at school in person this year? Like, I think our last day was March 13th. So, like, would you have done anything differently if you knew that was like going to be the last in person day of this academic year?
I think I would have hugged my friends. I know that's probably contradictory considering that we were in the middle of a pandemic, but I think, I don't know, I said goodbye, but I figured it would be a few weeks. I didn't realize this might be the last time I see some people till September, or maybe even longer than that, who knows. But yeah, I think I definitely would have, I don't know, been a little more sentimental.
Facts, I would have done the same thing. I would have hugged my friends. I would have told them I love them. Like 2 weeks in the beginning, I was like, yay, like we get a break. This is going to be over with. We'll see you in 2 weeks. Like this is going to be okay. And then 2 weeks turned into like 3 months. And then I realized that maybe I should have done a little bit more. Like when I was with my friends, I guess.
Yeah, I remember I was like walking like to get picked up by the bus. And I saw these middle schoolers and they had like all of their stuff out. They had all their, like, they had cleaned out their lockers and everything. And I was like, they're overreacting. Like, it's going to be over in a few weeks. But then I was like, now, like, looking back, I realized that I, like, agree with you guys. And I would have definitely, like, said bye to all my teachers in, like, a more, like, I don't know, final, like, goodbye kind of way. Because it's so weird doing it over Google Meet.
I guess it's also sad that that will be our last time in the junior cloakroom. You know, something. I mean, I know it wasn't really that important of a room, but like it just kind of represented our time as a junior, and I'm gonna be sad that we don't have that anymore.
For sure. That's why I'm really looking forward to senior year, because like that's why I feel so guilty about the seniors not having the end of their school year. Like this senior year is like the year in all the movies and all the books you've read. It's like the 1 year of high school that you're like most looking forward to. And it's supposed to be the best time of my life. And, like, I'm just getting stressed. Like, if it doesn't fit that stereotype that I have in my head of, like, what my senior year is supposed to look like when I'm, like, running through the field with my gown on, like, I'm just not gonna be content with it.
Yeah. I mean, I definitely think that I've kind of waited until senior year to do a lot of fun stuff. And I think I was kind of counting on my senior year to be the best year for my friends. And then now, if that doesn't happen, I'm really going to regret some decisions I made in high school.
Has this experience changed you in any way?
Sorry, can you repeat that?
Has this experience changed you in any way, you think?
I think it's, like, short term, I guess, but I think it's forced me to think about things I was putting off, like college and, I don't know, work and just, like, future goals. I think I've had so much time to think about that now. So I've had to come to terms with that. And I think, I don't know, I think it's pushed me to become a better conversationalist because, you know, my family and I spend a lot of time together. And I think at some point in these past 3 months, we've kind of run out of stuff to talk about. So I had to be more creative. And I think that'll help with my people skills overall in the future.
Yeah, I kind of agree with that. And I think it's kind of like, just like, made me realize like just how widely this thing affects like literally the whole world, and just thinking about like how everyone's kind of like in the same boat and like obviously like different versions of it, but like everyone is like threatened by the disease. And so I think it just made me like kind of changed and like expanded my worldview of just like how I view like just things. So yeah,
I think it's also increased my appreciation for doctors and other healthcare workers. Like, obviously, I've always admired them, but I mean, it's just insane to see like their sacrifices and their hard work. So I think that it's made me also really appreciative that, you know, my dad has been able to work, not my mom, my dad's been able to work during this time, but he doesn't really come into contact with like people who are dying or whatever. So I think that's made me really appreciative that no one in my family is like at a major risk because they're not on the front lines like doctors and nurses are.
Yeah, I also think like going off the workers, I definitely think that I'm fortunate enough that both my parents are still working. Like I look around me and I realize that like so many people are losing their jobs, like unemployment is flying through the roof. And it just makes me think like how privileged I am in like such an unfortunate situation. And like thinking like just everything is so uncertain and like this is so unprecedented that like job security is not even a thing anymore. The fact that people have to not only think about like what they're going to put on the table, but when they're going to get their job next. And on top of that, like keeping their families safe from a deadly virus is just like insane to think that people have all three to balance.
Mm-hmm. What is the most frustrating part of quarantine for you guys?
For me, it's like I crave normality. Like I literally just want things to go back to being the same. Like
Vicky, we can't hear you. Cut off.
Oh. Hanging with my friends whenever I wanted to, and like going to Starbucks, being able to sit down, drink my coffee without like having to wear a mask everywhere. And I just feel like people in public are just, I understand that like we need a social distance and everything, but if I'm 7 feet away from you, like people are just outrageously rude. Like I don't know why, but they think they're like superior as far as walking on the street. Like there's pedestrians walking in the middle of the street. I'm like, sir, I'm gonna hit you with my car. Like, you need to get out of my way. Like I know that you're scared of germs and stuff, but like I can't hurt you in my vehicle. Like just act normal. I'm still a human being. I think we're like, honestly, we're all forgetting to treat each other like human beings, not just like a source of bacteria.
Like, no shade to bikers, but the bikers really, like, they think that because there's less traffic, like, at least in my experience, they've been using the whole road. And, like, oh, I don't want to hit you, you know what I mean? Like, I mean, be mindful that there still are cars driving. It's really frustrating to me.
Yeah, going off Vicky, I just kind of wish, quite normalcy also, like I said before, I just want to run an errand without, you know, having to wear a mask and, like, do all of that kind of stuff. But I mean, of course I'm gonna follow it because I want to keep everyone safe, but I just want to go back to normal.
I completely agree. Even when this is like technically over, like quarantining, you know that like we're still gonna be kind of like sus about sleepovers and like just hanging in closed spaces and stuff like that. Like it's gonna take a while for things to ever really go back to normal, I think.
Yeah. Like, I wonder how long people will be wearing masks. Like, some people say that they're not going to stop wearing a mask for years. And I just feel like everyone is going to be so cautious about any type of disease for so long. Like, even the flu.
Yeah, that scares me. Just like that, we probably won't go back to normalcy just because of, like, we've experienced this. And now, like,
for sure, like,
we have to prepare for the next one and all that kind of stuff, so.
What do you think your like life is going to change? Like, do you think you're going to be more hyper aware of like germs and things like that? Or
probably, but I think so. Just like I probably like not touch like the railing on like the escalator at the subway, or you know, just like touching stuff that everyone else has touched in public. I probably won't do that as much, and just kind of like be aware of like sick people. Like when someone would sneeze around me, like, I really didn't make much of it, but like now that like everyone's super sensitive about it, like I'd probably be like more aware of it and just try like, and then like obviously just like try not to get sick in general, because then I feel like that would escalate into like a bunch of different fears about like what do I have, and I don't want to experience that.
I agree. I think that I'm gonna be really aware and cautious about, you know, keeping my distance, not touching surfaces. But I also think that I'm obviously never going to really forget this time and how serious the disease was. But I think in not too long, I don't think I'm going to be like super really worried when I go into public. Like I think in a couple months from now, maybe like a couple of years, I don't really know. I think it'll start to like slip my mind and I don't know, get back to some of my old habits, which is probably not a good thing. But I think realistically speaking, I'm not going to be super aware forever.
I think like the imprint that this quarantining and like honestly just the entire pandemic has left on like the globe is the fact that we actually have to care for other people besides ourselves. And I think it's easy to get caught up in just like, you know, wearing your own mask and stuff, but it's not just to protect you, it's like to protect the people around you. And like with social distancing and stuff, like it's not like they're keeping us at homes for no reason. Like there are other people out there that can't really fend for themselves, like the elderly and like people that are immune compromised. Like it'd be very selfish for us to put them at risk because like we want to do something just because we want to do it, not because we have to.
Yeah, I think it's definitely made me realize that I'm so lucky that me and my family is immunocompromised. And I never really would have thought about that before this time. But I think that, like, for people who do have underlying diseases or medical conditions, this must be so stressful. Just like the fear that if you get it, you could die. Like, I can't even imagine going through that right now.
Is anyone close to you guys, like, immunocompromised? Like, does that affect your relationship with them in any way?
I don't know, like, anyone personally that has, like, a compromised immune system, but, like, my grandma's, like, pretty elderly, and so, like, I wouldn't, like, want anything to happen to her, but, like, that's just the closest that I know someone that's, like, in that kind of, like, range.
Yeah, I don't have, I mean, yeah, besides my grandparents, I don't have anyone close to me that's at a significant risk.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for me, I actually have, like, 3 friends that are diabetic, and they're really at risk because clearly they're immune compromised, and they just, like, their precautions that they take are, like, way more serious than what my family takes, but then it makes me want, like, having them be at such a risk makes me want to take extra precautions also, because I know there are, like, more people like them, you know, outside of our little circle that, like, I wouldn't want for them to be, like, in the hospital on a ventilator. Like, it just makes me think about other people more.
Like, what type of precautions do they have to take?
Like, Katie, like, our friend Katie, when she gets groceries, like, she has to, like, keep them outside of her house for, like, 3 days, like, to kill off the germs or something like that. And they don't get, like, takeout and things like that. She's really not allowed to be around people, not even, like, nature walks. Like, obviously, then N95 masks. And, like, one of my other friends from another school, she, like, carries, like, she wet wipes anything she touches. Like, you can't even, like, breathe in her car without, like, wearing some sort of protection against your face.
Wow. That puts things into perspective.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've, like, seen, like, stories about that, like, on the news and stuff. Like you knowing someone that has to, like, do that is pretty
Do you guys know anyone that's had it? Or anyone close to you, I guess?
The timer just went off. But we can just answer this question. There's someone that I know of that's, like, in the private school circle. Her family had gotten it, but then they just all tested negative. But, like, still. Also, another thing that I was thinking about is, like, how people, if we find out someone has it, like, we're definitely going to have this kind of, like, I don't really want to be around you for another, like, 2 months kind of vision of them. So that's rather unfortunate for that person.
Yeah, I know some people that have had it. And I think they're a little afraid of the stigma. But I hope that doesn't impact them too much when we all come back, because that would really suck, and I'm gonna try hard not to treat them any differently.
Yeah, that's something I just didn't even think of, like, the stigma of having it and just, like, how people will treat you. That's interesting to think about.
The timer went off, right, Vicky?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, thanks for listening.
Wait, hold on, I have to stop the recording.
Okay.
Thanks. Bye.